Hey, this is Jamie with Stonemaier Games, and today I'm going to talk about my top 10 favorite games without rounds. So a round in a tabletop game is a construct that game designers often use to create breaks in the play for players to get income, have upkeep, or to do certain things, to collect their workers off the board, things like that. And while many of my favorite games do use rounds, when I design games, I generally try not to use rounds to keep the flow of the game moving forward. I'll talk about some of the other reasons why I like games without rounds as I talk about the examples on this list. But I do want to mention, if you're hesitant to come around to the idea that rounds might not be the best for a game, and that why it might be worth fighting against that instinct to put in rounds in your game if you're designing it, many of the best-selling games of all time don't have rounds. Settlers of Catan doesn't have rounds. Ticket to Ride doesn't have rounds. All these games just have players take one turn after another until the end game is triggered and the winner is determined. Root, one of the top-ranked games of all time, doesn't have rounds. Carcassonne doesn't have rounds, another one of the best-selling games. And a few others on the list, Magic the Gathering does not have rounds, at least in head-to-head play. A few other games that also have done well that I really enjoy that aren't quite on the list but don't have rounds are On Tour, Flotilla, The Mind, Great Western Trail, The Gallerist, Vindication, and Yokohama. So if you have some games even on that short list of honorable mentions that you enjoy that don't have rounds, keep an open mind to what I'm going to say next about these 10 games and why I think games without rounds are at least my preference when I'm designing games. Although there are true exceptions to that I'll talk about later. Let's start with number 10, of course, and that is Concordia. Concordia and Flotilla were very close here because both of them use a very similar card system where you start out, every player starts out with the same hand of cards. Each card represents an action that you play. You play the card out of your hand, and then whenever you're ready, you play a certain card that says, okay, collect all your cards, bring them back to your hand, and then you continue play. This is a great example of a game that builds the concept of rounds, the concept of a little bit of like income and a flow of the game and a limited set of actions into the core aspect of the game, instead of saying, okay, everybody, now is the time when all players need to do this thing. Instead, you have control over it. Each player has control over that. This is something that I also do in a different way in Tapestry. In Tapestry, you can take an income turn. There's a set number of income turns that you can take during the game, but you can take it whenever you want. And so you usually take advancement turns throughout the game. You're advancing on the tracks, but at certain times, you could say, okay, I'm out of resources, or now is a good time for me to collect income. I will do that. I don't need to wait for other players to do that. Why am I waiting for this other civilization halfway around the world to take their income turn or to do it at the same time? It's thematically irrelevant there. I'll do it when it's right for me. Concordia is my number 10 for that reason. It creates a really nice flow with the action selection mechanism of the cards. My number 9 favorite game without rounds is Shards of Infinity. I could have put Magic in this slot. I really do love Magic. But I chose Shards because I really, really enjoyed it this year. And almost as representative of many two-player head-to-head games that don't have rounds. Some of them do. Some of my favorite, Seven Wonders Duel, Hanami Koji, they have rounds. But Shards of Infinity does not. This is a head-to-head, or it's a cooperative game, but it's also typically a competitive game, head-to-head game, where you are trying to either reduce your opponent's health to zero, or, ultimately you're doing that either way. You can get up to a certain mastery level and then play your shard and deal infinite damage. But those are kind of the two directions that you might go in the game to reduce your opponent to zero health. And you simply take one turn after another until that happens. This also happens in other games of its ilk, of two-player dueling games, but Shards of Infinity is one that I really, really enjoy, and I think it does it well. My number 8 favorite game without rounds is Space Base. Space Base, like many of these games, has a specific endgame trigger, which is if a player reaches a certain number of points, that triggers the end of the game. I think all players maybe get one more turn, but even in Space Base, there are some instant win conditions where you just, if you can... do something on a certain card, you just instantly win the game. So I love this, and this is the theme of a lot of these games, where the end game trigger is not determined by a set number of rounds. Rather, it's determined by something that players actually do during the game. It gives players a sense of control and agency because they are the ones determining the length of the game. The danger here, of course, is that players might game might drag on past its welcome if players aren't doing a good job of moving towards that end game condition. But I think most games, like Space Base, steer players strongly in that direction, especially at certain points in the game. Early on in the game, maybe not focusing too much on points, but as the game progresses, you realize, oh, I'm not really doing anything. I'm just kind of spinning in circles, gathering more credits and income. I need to actually move forward and get points in the game. So that's why Space Base is my number 8. It does a really good job of pushing players towards that end game condition. My number 7 favorite game without rounds is Scotland Yard. This is a one versus many game. Very simple rule set, but a lot of fun to play, where one player plays Mr. or Mrs. X, where they're hiding on the board. All the other players are play detectives who are trying to capture Mr. or Mrs. X. It's a hidden movement game, and there are, you know, I'm thinking about it now. I guess in a way there are rounds a little bit in that. But really, all players are just taking turns, one turn after another, until someone wins. There's not like, you're not playing like one day after another. You're just taking a series of turns. And I think this allows, one of the things that I really love about these games without rounds is the level of immersion. You're not, you're constantly focused on the game itself and the world, the theme, the being there with other people, rather than saying, okay guys, we got to take a break now because the game is telling us to do so and do this thing. There are instances where that is important, like in Pendulum Behind Me. Pendulum plays, this is our new game from Stonemaier Games. Pendulum plays in 4 turnless rounds, and during those rounds, you're playing in real time essentially. And so the game needs to give you some breaks. It would be too much if you play the 60-minute game all in real time. Rather, you play these 6-minute rounds, and then you take a break to collect yourself a little bit and do a few things, and then you enter the next round. So I think in a real-time game like that, it is important to have breaks in the action. But in Scotland Yard, I prefer the immersion of just staying in there, staying in the flow of the game over the course of the game, one turn after another. So that's why Scotland Yard is my number 7 favorite game without rounds. My number 6 favorite game without rounds is Downforce. Downforce is a racing betting game where you are competing to race cars around a track once. And during the game, you are playing cards that move your car forward and other cars forward as well. And you're kind of strategically playing those cards so that your car moves forward and the others don't. And over the course of the game, you are also betting on cars. You don't have to bet on your own car. You can bet on any other car. So if you fall way behind and your cards end up helping another color, you might help that other color and bet on that other color and move them forward in the game. And you just play turn after turn. There's no break in the action. On your turn, you simply play a card, you move the cards, you move the cars, and then the next player takes the turn. The flow of the game is beautiful. It kind of reminds me of these classic games like Carcassonne and Ticket to Ride and how simple it is and how well the game flows. So that is Downforce, my number 6. Let me see if there's any of my key points that I should mention there. Nope, no other ones yet. So I'll go on to my number 5, and that is Fantasy Realms. So Fantasy Realms, I think, is a great example of a game kind of like in Scythe, where the endgame trigger is not the victory condition. I think that's pretty important in these games where you don't have rounds. So in Fantasy Realms, it's a hand crafting game, kind of, where you start off with, 7 cards? 7 cards. You start with 7 cards. On your turn, you are drawing a card, adding it to your hand, and discarding a card, to the center row of the game. And when that center row contains 10 cards, the game and triggers is the end of the game. And so you're either drawing from the top of the deck or you're drawing from those face-up cards that have been played by other players. So you have a bit of control over how fast the game moves forward. Throughout the game, if you are only drawing from the top of the deck, the game's going to move very fast. If you are, however, using the face-up information that you have on the table, which is very helpful, you know which card you're putting in your hand and which might combo well with your other cards, that will slow the game down a little bit and give you more time to craft your hand of cards. But like with Scythe, in Scythe you are racing to get to accomplish six different goals in the game, but that does not determine the winner. It helps you win, but that does not determine the winner itself. Inside, the player with the most money is the winner. In Fantasy Realms, it's not the player who triggers that end game who's the winner. Rather, it's the player who has the most points at the end of the game in their hand of cards. So I think this is really important for these types of games, that the end game trigger is not always the case, but that the end game trigger is different than the victory condition. And that way, it's not just a pure race to finish the game or to finish the game first. This was something that we actually ran into in Wingspan. Wingspan's end game trigger, originally Wingspan didn't have rounds. You just play turn after turn until a player had like 10 birds played. But we found that turned the game into a race, and it really removed the engine building aspects of the game. So that was a good reason to add rounds to Wingspan. Perhaps there would have been a way for us to, in fact, we tested a number of ways to separate the race element from the points, but players were still racing to play those cards as fast as possible. So rounds were the best choice for Wingspan. But in many games, I think you can remove the rounds and just separate that endgame trigger from the victory condition. That's number five, Fantasy Realms. My number four favorite game without rounds is Architects of the West Kingdom. And this is a brilliant example of how in a worker placement game you don't need to use rounds. So typically in a worker placement game, in many worker placement games, you simply play workers, and then the end of the round happens when you don't have any workers left, and then all players collect those workers, and that's the end of the round. That's how Viticulture works. One of my games, my first published game, has that system in it. However, my second game, Euphoria, did something different. In Euphoria, there are no rounds. You are simply playing workers, and on your turn, you are either placing a worker or you are collecting your own workers. There's no period in the game where all players do that at the same time. Again, you don't need a game manager, and you don't need those artificial construct of rounds to have that collection. And in Architects of the West Kingdom, the way it works is you are given a ton of workers at the beginning of the game. So you are never really needing to collect your workers. I mean, there are a few times in the game where you do need more workers, but from the very beginning, you have a ton of workers and you are placing them on actions. And at certain times, you or other players might choose an action and send all the workers on that action to jail temporarily. Or there's also an action where you can just collect workers back. And so there's basically built-in actions in the game to allow you to change where workers are placed on the board and to allow you to get those workers back. I think this is awesome. I think this is brilliant. And so Architects doesn't use rounds at all. The flow of the game is simply play workers, play workers, play workers. And every now and then you do something to get to those workers back. But you do so on your own pace, at your own time, on your own schedule, not when the game tells you, hey, now's the time to pick up workers. That's Architects of the West Kingdom, my number four favorite game without rounds. My number three favorite game without rounds, one that I don't own, but I wish I did, is Ra. Ra is an auction game where you, with a little bit of push your luck in it, where you are bidding on tiles. And Ra does, I mean, Ra's a little weird in that it, very loud horn just played outside. So Ra does have a construct that is similar to rounds in the game, in that at a certain time, enough, I believe they're called raw tiles in the game, will come out, and that will trigger a refresh of the board, which feels a lot like rounds. Arguably, as I'm saying this, you could have a decent argument to say that raw does have rounds. But the way it doesn't really feel like that, because it's not the game telling you, okay, after a set number of turns, this round will end and you'll have to do these things and move on. Rather, it's largely in the player's control when they're drawing tiles. And every now and then, one of those tiles is one of these raw tiles. And if you reach a certain number, then you clear all the raw tiles off, and you clear all the tiles that are in the auction row off, and you get your auction tiles back. So these are things that would happen normally at the end of the round. And yes, all players do it together. So arguably, raw is the game with rounds. Probably shouldn't have put it on this list. But But it doesn't feel that way because of how organic it happens. That it's just not, it's not a set number of turns when this end game is triggered, or when the round end is triggered. That's Raw. Probably shouldn't be on this list. Let's get to a game that should be on this list, and that is Time Stories. Time Stories is a cooperative game where players are basically exploring a world, and the only close construct to a round is that players have a limited amount of time that they can use to explore this area of the world, this area of time, to do certain things, to solve a mystery, to gather resources, and work towards a certain goal. But basically, you just take turn after turn until that happens, until you're able to do that. And every now and then, you might run out of time, and you go back to the present for a few minutes, and then you jump back into the game with time refreshed. So it feels a little bit like rounds in that you have this refreshment period, but there isn't any other upkeep. All you're really doing is updating, getting more time back, and if you want, you can change your character in some of the different scenarios. But yeah, I love in Time Stories how you're just really taking one turn after another until the end game is triggered. And last is a game that, in fact, many deck builders don't use rounds. Shards of Infinity is a deck builder. Clank, one of my favorite games. I'm going to put it at number one here on this list. Clank doesn't use rounds. I think this is one of the great things about deck builders, and maybe one of the subconscious reason that deck builders are successful, is that your pace of the game is determined by your own deck. It's not like you're playing three turns and then all players have to do something because it's the end of the round. In most deck builders, and many deck builders, including Clank, which is probably my favorite deck builder, the flow of the game is determined by what you are doing and how your deck is progressing. And yes, you need to refresh your deck at times, but it's not a round. It's not something you're doing at the same time with all the other players. You're doing it on your own pace. And I think that works really, really well. I think that helps with the flow, the immersion. You stay focused on your deck and the board in Clank and stay focused on that. You don't need a game manager to kind of manage the flow of the game. The only thing with Clank is keeping the card row refreshed, because it isn't until the end of your turn that you actually refresh cards that you might have bought from the card row. I think that's it just flows so well. Clank does. Let's see, I think I've hit actually all of my games as well. Yeah, I was going to talk about Tapestry and Scythe. I mentioned Wingspan, mentioned Pendulum. I mentioned Euphoria. So I've actually talked about those other games. So I'm actually curious what you think about this concept, about games without rounds. I know I've mentioned a few on this list that arguably do have rounds. That's on me. But most of these games do not have rounds, or at least don't feel like they do. And I think that's the key here, that they don't feel like there's an artificial construct where all players are having to do a series of things at the same time. Rather, that's incorporated into the core flow of the game itself. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. What are your top three favorite games without rounds? I may have named them here today in my top 10 list or in some of the honorable mentions. Why do you think games without rounds work? Or are there certain games where you think they don't have rounds, they might benefit from having rounds, or certain games that do have rounds that might benefit from a more natural flow to the game rather than having that construct of rounds? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic in the comments below. Thanks.